You have the odd redneck hunters who don't care about indigenous law and just have the feeling, you know, I'm entitled, I'm gonna go and take a bear anyway.
We're taking back our territory. We never sold anything, and we do not support trophy hunting.
That's an excerpt from a new documentary appearing on the CBC, The Price of the Prize. Brandi Yanchuk's new film explores the relationship between Central Coast First Nations and bears, and it also examines the efforts to end trophy hunting in the Great Bear Rainforest, that effort led by environmental group Rain Coast Conservation. Trophy hunting is on the ropes, with the province publicly supporting the end of the practice. And this morning I've reached Brandi Yanchuk by phone. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
So what made you decide to create this documentary, Brandi?
Well, I was actually filming along the coast of British Columbia for the BBC about the comeback of humpback whales after they were close to the brink of extinction when hunting was stopped. And when I was filming, I heard about this organization called Rain Coast Conservation Foundation, who was literally buying the lives of bears by raising millions of dollars to buy foreign hunting licenses for these bears. And I just thought it was fascinating that we were in a position as Canadians to be able to have to depend on a conservation group to raise millions of dollars to save the lives of grizzly bears.
An interesting approach. And then so you heard this approach and then came here. What did you see? What did you witness? What did you document?
Well, what I saw was a lot more deep than just the Rain Coast Conservation Foundation connection to this fight to end grizzly bear trophy hunting. What I found was that the First Nations in the Great Bear Rainforest, the Heiltsik, Kitisew, Hey, and the Gitgat, had actually banned grizzly bear or trophy hunting in general in the Great Bear Rainforest. So they were saying to people, if you come here and you're a trophy hunter, even if you have your tags and your licenses, you are not welcome here, and we will make sure that you feel that way. The Coastal Guardian watchmen will be patrolling the area. They'll be making noise so that the bears aren't around, and we'll make it very clear that you're not welcome.
Okay. So how would you describe the status of bear hunting now in the Great Bear Rainforest, given what you've seen?
Well, it's happening. I mean, it's the provincial government is allowing it to happen, so it's still happening. At this point, the provincial government has said that they will not get in the way of the Rain Coast Conservation Foundation raising these millions of dollars to buy these territories. And so far, they've raised over $2 million to buy those territories. Mm. And their goal is to buy as many as they can in the Great Bear Rainforest in order to stop the trophy hunting. And, you know, people talk about the grizzly hunt, but they're also trying to fight the bear hunt, too, the black bear hunt, because you can hunt those bears as well. Now, you cannot hunt the spirit bear, the Komodo bear, as some people call it. This is a white bear that has a gene from a black bear, and you can't hunt this bear because there's only about 200 in the world, they say. But if you kill the parents of this bear that has that gene, essentially you're killing that spirit bear.
Okay. This approach, buying up all these licenses, you mentioned $2 million raised. It sounds like a lot, but really when you hear about how much, I guess, hunters earn up to $45,000 per trip or spend $45,000 per trip, it sounds like a costly approach.
It is, but you know, one of the biggest things that comes out in the film is that research shows that bear viewing, which the First Nations are doing, is bringing in 12 times more visitor spending and 11 times more in government revenues than bear hunting in the Great Bear Rainforest. So even from an economic point of view, from the First Nations and Rain Coast, when it comes down to money and coming into the area, it makes more sense to have bear viewing than bear hunting. And I think what's happened with Rain Coast is that they're pushed against the wall. They can't fight it any other way other than raising these millions of dollars.
Right. I guess some might wonder, could there not be some sort of balance here? Maybe a small, well-managed bear hunting industry for the province?
Well, the thing is that at the moment, province says that it is well-managed. But the different biologists who work for Rain Coast, they say that they have a real problem with the science that the province is doing. And I really think that you should watch the film to find out what they have to say and why they feel that the science that the provincial government is doing is not is not really up to par.
Right. Why do you think the bear is so significant? I mean, I look at other animals being hunted in our province. What is the significance of the bear, do you think, for those that live up here?
Well, I think it's part of, for the First Nations, it's part of their culture. It's been part of their world for so many years. It's at the top of the food chain as well, and they have their historical stories as being connected to the grizzly bears. I mean, from a cultural point of view, it's extremely important. But I think also, again, this spirit bear viewing opportunity that's happening is giving First Nations and locals an economic opportunity to have businesses in an area where many of them are trying really hard to find a job. To create businesses. This is like a gold mine for them when it comes to bear viewing. Hmm. And it also brings people into the region so they can learn about the First Nations culture.
How is covering this, Brandy, how has this shaped your view of how the province manages its wildlife?
Well, I think that what it teaches me is that we need to have a real look at this, and we really need to listen to both sides of it and find out why, in this day and age, we would allow trophy hunting in the first place. Mm. What is the point of it? Ask those real questions. And ask people in British Columbia if they even want this trophy hunt. Because what I find is that more and more people don't even know that it exists. And when you talk to them about it, they're disgusted at this day and age that we would even have a trophy hunt. Right. I mean, these people that are trophy hunting, they're not eating the bear. They're not, using every part of it. They're just literally putting it on their wall or stuffing it, and so it's like a trophy in their house, like a painting.
What do you hope comes out of this? What do you believe your documentary does or will do to advance the discussion about BC's relationship with bears?
Well, I hope that people become educated about the bear hunt, and I hope that people pressure the provincial government to stop it and to learn the facts and say to them, basically the problem is that people don't even know about it. And it's not just people in British Columbia. It's all Canadians. You know, this is our country, and these animals are a part of us as a culture, and we have to fight for them because they can't speak. Bears can't speak. And, somebody comes up there and shoots them with a gun and then mounts it on their wall. I mean, we are human beings with voices, and we also have a conscience. We should be fighting for these bears.
Brandy, I thank you for taking the time to talk to us this morning.
Thank you so much. And this documentary is available to all Canadians for free online through the CBC.
I'll make a mention of that as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Brandy Yanchuk is the journalist and documentary film director, and her new film, The Price of the Prize, can be viewed at cbc.ca. And your thoughts on this, hunters or not, what should be the province's goals towards bears? Should the trophy hunt continue? Email me, daybreaknorth@cbc.ca, or call us on our listener line, 1-866-340-1932.